97.9 The Box, Matt had a morning show. Yeah, you know him for TV One. Yeah, you seen him on CNN. But really, he's a gladiator and a fan of the TV show Scandal. Roland Martin is in the studio this morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Real gladiator.
This fool tweaked the whole TV show. But I'll be trying to watch Roland and see what they're doing on the TV, too.
But I'm good enough to tweet it without revealing a lot of stuff. But you're sort of like, what is he hinting at? So I try to dance around it, that kind of thing.
You do.
So do you have some insight? Do you have, you know, are you friends with some writers or something like that on the show?
No, I'm tight with Kerry Washington. And in fact, when I was at the Image Awards, I had, when I tweeted that they had the nominees party that Thursday night at 7 p.m. L.A. time, and I'm going, man, Scandal on at 10 o'clock, and I ain't trying to wait for the West Coast feed. So I'm sitting, this is a true story. I'm sitting, I took a picture of it and tweeted it. I'm sitting across from the venue in my rental car, watching it on my iPad via my sling box. And I tweeted the photo, and when I saw Kerry the next night at the war show, she said, "You are straight up gladiator." She said, "I died when I saw that photo." I said, because the last time I missed the show, man, my Twitter fans got hot. Well, Roland, where you at, man?
Yeah.
You watching
late. But you make them expect to see you, too. That's on you, man.
Right.
Like, I went to Twitter just to see what you was going to say. I said, when I saw the sex scene last night, like, okay, let me see what Roland going
to
say.
That's right. I had to hit him with a couple of songs I like that for scene Fitz right and there, Olivia.
I wasn't feeling that scene.
I had to hit him with that involved, giving him something he can feel. Well, see, that's the other piece, you know, because I'm telling you, the way that started, seriously, with that one episode when Fitz was just like, look, she just turned him out. That's when I started these songs for Fitz. And it just, the way this stuff happens with me, it just pops in my head, and I go, okay, that might be fun. So that's when I started doing these songs. So after that, every time something major, so like last night, when she said, "You can't afford me to David."
Right.
Song for David. Johnny Taylor's last $2. So, you know, so it just happens. So all of a sudden, we'll do it for anybody. So, yeah, I just...
Roland Martin is in the studio with us. I wouldn't take you to be a guy. I wouldn't even take myself to be a guy that would watch Scandal. But I most certainly... And I guess maybe because you deal with that whole political scene and that's part
that's
of
what
your
it
passion.
Is. Some brother tweeted me, man, I can't believe I see the women. I can't believe as a man you love Scandal. I loved West Wing.
Right.
I love Commander-in-Chief when Gina Davis, the short-lived show, Harry Lennix was playing Chief of Staff. Okay. So I love political thrillers. And that's what I love about this show. So to me, this is not a woman show. This is not, the women love the show because of Kerry Washington. It's a political thriller.
The women do love the show
they
because
do.
Of Kerry.
They
and
do.
Now, the reason why I watched the show,
initially, love Kerry too.
That's how I started watching the show because I didn't care about the plot because I'm not that kind of a dude.
There you go.
But I saw Kerry. She fine. I said, I'm going to watch.
Yes, she is.
And that's how I got drawn in initially.
And more importantly, it's a well-written show.
It is well-written.
That's my deal. It's well-written. And look,
agreed.
Last week's episode, you sitting there going, man, I don't know who shot him.
Right.
I mean, that's the beauty of it. You're trying to figure it all out. And so that's why I love the show. And so I wish a lot of these guys, man, look, stop tripping, okay? Quality shows, because everybody knows I despise reality shows. I despise them. And so when you finally get a show that is well-written, well-produced.
Well-acted.
Well-acted. You say, you know what, man? I got to support that. And, of course, Shonda Rhimes with ABC.
Yeah.
This sister has an awesome streak with Grey's Anatomy. And same thing. And so that's why I love it, man. And so it is fun. Because think about this here. In this age of DVR, where you just tape everything, you even forget when a show actually comes on because you watch it 2 days later. This is one of the few shows
that
where
you like when it comes
it's Thursday.
You know what?
It's
I never realized that you show. Right.
It's appointment viewing.
That's what I'm
you
saying.
Show, right.
It's appointment
and so,
viewing.
So,
you're right.
Entourage was that way with me. I loved Entourage.
Yeah.
And so you like, boom, Sundays, 10 o'clock, Entourage. This is one of the few shows I'm talking about in years where all of a sudden you're saying, I have to watch it at that time because you actually
you don't
want
get left
to
behind.
Experience in it with everybody else.
Well, you right. know, it's so crazy. True. Last night I had to DJ. So I had to DJ one of the All-Star parties last night, and I couldn't watch it then. And I was like, I don't care how tired I am. I absolutely got to watch this when I get home.
When you went home, you watched it?
I watched it.
Oh,
with,
boy, you're a true gladiator.
I watched
That's
it
what
because
I'm saying.
I knew I was going to get left out of this conversation.
How about the funny thing is this guy came along late. This guy came along a couple of weeks back
I've just
and
been
played
on
catch-up because we were always talking
So
about
you had
it.
To go to Netflix, watch the first
Netflix.
Season. Man, so last night, my former agent calls me. He's now with the NFL Network, Mark Watts. He calls me at 9:55. And I went, dawg, seriously? I need to call you back. I got to watch the end. Dr. Eon Smith has his new book called Shred Diet. Yeah. So I'm starting that on Monday. So he gonna text me. He said, "Hey man, can we talk? Dog, it's 9 minutes left in Scandal. What's wrong with you? You hit me right now?" And so I tweeted that. And he said, "Look," I said, "you about to get cussed out." He said, "Look like I made the mistake of calling." He said, I'm checking on a brother, doing him a favor, calling him." And then my follower said, "Man, you lost your mind trying to call."
Not to get off the Scandal, but real quick, how did Dr. Ian get you to say that you were going Shred?
Well, what happened was Steve Harvey was tweeting it out, and I know Steve, and so Dr. Smith called me, he hit me up, and he said, "Hey, man, got this great diet book." I was like, "Yeah, I've been following the tweets." He said, "You want to do it?" I said, "Okay, it sounds pretty interesting, especially in terms of how he described it." And so he
travel too much. I don't see how you're gonna do
well,
it.
Well, actually,
not saying that the brother can't.
Well, actually, I thought the same thing, because that has been part of the problem. And, I've gained 20 pounds. I injured my hip 7 months ago. We've been trying to figure out what's wrong with it, and it could be a torn labrum. So I've been going like, "Look, man, I got to get this hip fixed and then figure out with the diet." But when I begin to read it, it's actually much easier even with the travel in terms of eating breakfast, whether it's oatmeal, the banana water, the
How are you going to be doing that? And you're always on planes. You're always here. You're always there. You're jet-setting back and forth across the United States.
Right, because previous diets, that's how hard it was. But in terms of how this one is structured, in terms of also what you can eat, in terms of the timing, that's what actually I liked about it, because it's fairly simple. It's not a real complex, you got to do all these different pieces to it. I mean, it's simply for your breakfast, you do your oatmeal, you can do a piece of fruit in your water, then you have your snack, then you have your next meal, which could be a piece of chicken, turkey, or whatever, and your vegetables. And so that's a lot easier to be able to manage it. And it's not you trying to measure stuff, weigh
find
stuff,
all these special food.
We got two people on the show that's supposed to be on it right
Jimbo
now.
Jimbo and JQ. Jimbo's doing pretty decent.
He said supposed to.
Yeah, because JQ, we see him eating bad all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And to be honest though, that's the real deal. And that is, it's just cutting out all the crazy snacking. And what's interesting, when I got the book, I didn't start it officially, but I sort of did an unofficial start. And it was very weird that the book is right in terms of when you eat the breakfast, then boom, you have your snack 3 hours later, then the next meal. You really are not hungry throughout the day.
That's true.
But yesterday was a perfect example. I did it Wednesday when the book came in. Thursday, I'm traveling yesterday, and I'm running. I got to go do CNN in the morning. So I didn't eat breakfast. Grabbed some lunch at the airport. Snacking on the plane. And I sat there and I saw, okay, I instantly saw what happens when
you don't
have the breakfast at 8:30, then you don't have the snack, then have lunch.
You play catch up the rest of the day.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, congratulations, man. Good luck, man. How much you trying to lose?
My philosophy is you think about losing 10 at a time versus trying. Some people are like, "Oh, I want to lose 40. No. It's like
Let me try to get down to it.
You lose 10 at a time, then you go, "Okay, gotcha. All right, then go to the next piece." That's how we do it.
All right, Roland. So what are you gonna be doing during the All Star? You got anything?
Oh my God, man!
Are you just here just to watch?
I'm on ESPN First Take today. I'm taping that. Actually, we'll be live, and then I'm in honor at the Gospel Celebration tomorrow.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Tomorrow, and then. I'm moderating something. I don't know what it is. I'm moderating something.
That's what you're just doing too much.
You know, and of course, I'm going out with my brother tonight and his wife, because the wedding anniversary, Reginald Martin and Miranda, their wedding anniversary was yesterday. Mm-hmm. My wife's birthday was Wednesday, so we're going out tonight.
So everybody's in town.
Right, everybody's in town. So my wife goes back to D.C. tomorrow, so I told my brother's wife, I said, "Look, he hanging with me the weekend. Mm-hmm. So just letting you know, get all your stuff in by Friday." And so his wife said, "Well, we got a family deal on Sunday." I said, "Ain't going to be a family deal on Sunday. We going to the game and we going to other stuff." And I told my brother, Reginald, I said, "Look, take a nap on Saturday."
You're just a big old bully.
I told him, "Take a nap on Saturday because we hanging late Saturday night." So
sound like me and my brother.
Take a nap.
Hold on. I want to ask you. So your wife's birthday is on Wednesday.
Yeah.
So obviously it falls the day before Valentine's
every
year.
Right, but I hate Valentine's anyway.
I was going to say, do you double up?
Nope. I hated Valentine's before I even met her. No, I think Valentine's is one of the stupidest holidays in existence.
Boy.
No, it is. Because here's the deal.
To get y'all keyed
up. This is real simple. This is real simple. If you are a brother who... Valentine's Day is for those dudes who ignored a woman the rest of the year.
Mm.
That's what the day is for.
That's what JQ said. But did you get your wife something?
No. Dude, I'm Follow me here, okay? You get to be here.
Y'all missing it. He giving Jack Mack the hand
you
right now.
You missing it. You missing it. Valentine's Day is for those kind of dudes. For me, send your woman some flowers October 14th. Send her some flowers July 14th. Send us some March 14th.
So you do something every day for your woman.
Doc, when you do romance 24/7, when you believe in taking your woman out, doing things for, you don't, that one day, dude, that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. And so we have never, oh my goodness, it's Valentine's Day, the whole pressure. Man, forget that nonsense.
Okay, but what if
and I got a great marriage.
What if it's not a marriage? What if you're dating a girl like 3 or 4 months, you know?
Look.
Should you do something as a man? Do you think you should do something?
Look, I ain't like doing something. Look, when I got divorced and I was dating, I wasn't trying to do something for Valentine's. I'm serious. It's when you get locked into that, when you get somebody to understand that I am going to appreciate you and love you and do things for you
every
the
day.
Rest of the year. Dude,
that, yeah. Lifetime.
That day becomes that less irrelevant. Important. So it's not all of a sudden, oh my God, I feel the pressure. Gotta get some flowers. First of all, your woman should be smart enough to say, you a fool if you're gonna buy me some roses on Valentine's Day when they cost 4 times as much as they did a month ago.
Mm.
So have a financially conscious woman who says, look, don't be a fool spending all that money for some roses when a month ago you could have got them for $40, but today they're $160.
Look, don't come in here starting no.
Y'all, y'all can hit Roland Morton
who
on
hurt
Twitter.
You, Roland.
Roland just be doing stuff to get people riled up. Get people riled up, and then he leave it for you to clean up. Thanks, Roland. I'm gonna clean it up now.
All right, no problem.
No, Roland Martin, y'all. When can they see you on TV? I know you got a whole bunch of stuff, but your show is on.
Hey,
what time?
Washington Watch this Sunday, man. We got an exclusive interview with Danny Glover about his new documentary, The House I Live In.
Cool.
Plus, we got Jamie Foxx talking about Trayvon Martin. He was at the rally last week. I was there emceeing the banquet, so we got that as well. So, man, we got some great stuff, of course, with our Black Hollywood shows. If you missed those, our podcast is on iTunes. Man, it was crazy. You got to understand, bro, in my studio I had Essence Atkins, Elise Neal, Sally Richardson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
My Filetis, Boris Kodjo was there, whatever. we had comedians Ralph Harris, Jonathan Slocum, Kim Whitley, George Wallace, Ricky Harris. Man, it was crazy.
Okay.
And so you can get both of those podcasts, check them out online. So, you know, man, we're just doing it up.
Roland Martin on the road. And where can they follow you on Twitter? Because Roland always got something funny to say because he's always talking about somebody and he will fight you. He loves hate, all that stuff.
Marco Rubio's playlist. I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't pass that one up. Of course, my Twitter feed is Roland S. Martin. And so we got some great stuff lined up. And don't be surprised if you'll be checking out a brother out daily on TV1 real soon. I'll just leave you with that one.
Man,
You didn't leave us with nothing. You told us that you're going to be on TV1 daily soon.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I said, check me out daily. You don't know what it is. You don't know if it's...
Get out of here, Roland.
You don't know if it's interstitial, if it's a show, if it's whatever. But, you know, brother got options.
And he leaves on the campy note. Roland Martin, ladies and gentlemen, doing what he does best.